You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. We are mourning the passing of former Salt Lake City Mayor Ted Wilson, who passed away on April 11th. An extraordinary life and legacy, a true statesman in every sense of that word. And I want to round out the program with just a couple of additional thoughts and some principles. I always think it's important that when we talk about people, we don't just talk about their resume. Now, Ted Wilson had an extraordinary resume, a long list of accomplishments and things that should be celebrated. But I want to get to the principles that should be emulated because he was a true statesman and he understood the power of a positive outlook and perspective. He always saw the sunny side of things, not in a Pollyanna kind of way, but in a possibility kind of way, because he recognized and understood the goodness, the dignity, and even the divinity in others. That when we set aside the politics of it all, the positioning and posturing of it all, that we can actually get to things that add up, that make a difference. And that's why we can celebrate the legacy of former Salt Lake City Mayor Ted Wilson at his passing. As most of you know, I am absolutely horrific at math. I always told my children once I got past third grade, they were on their own when it came to math issues and homework. I sort of have my own Mathsonian math method. Mostly I like very small numbers, very little numbers that can be added up, but not just in the 1 + 1 = 2 kind of way. So my math incorporates something that I think Mayor Ted Wilson lived, and that is the fact that some things count more than others. That people count most of all. And most of all, in my little Mathesonian math method, there's a basic principle. And it's when you actually count the seemingly insignificant things individuals can do, there's a multiplier effect that produces magical and I think even miraculous results. Benjamin Franklin included a version of this in a proverb that he had in Poor Richard's Almanac in 1758. You may recall it. You may have learned it in grade school. For the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For the want of a horse, the rider was lost. For the want of a rider, the battle was lost. For the want of a battle, the kingdom was lost. And all for the want of a horseshoe nail. Those little things do add up. And this little proverb is usually quoted as a negative. It's subtraction math. Failure to do something can end in catastrophic, kingdom-crushing results. And I think as we look back over history, we can see that particular principle play out. But I think you can also look at that same principle in the positive. That when you have little things, even the nail being done right, ultimately saves the kingdom. Individuals doing whatever they can make all the difference. That's my kind of math. Edward Everett was known as the politician who spoke too long at Gettysburg. You may recall that. But he also said something really important. He said, "I'm only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but still I can do something." Mother Teresa put it this way, if you can't feed 100 people, then just feed one. And what we have to recognize, and I think what former Mayor Ted Wilson lived, was that there are no small parts or players in the cause of freedom, in causes in community. Every person matters. Each individual can make a difference. And I think that matters today more than ever. So this Mathesonian math method, I think, goes way beyond just military battles or politics. I've seen it. I've read it. I've heard stories of people who make a difference every single day. And it's why we end the show this way every day. And I know the cynics and the skeptics regularly question, you know, what can one person do in such difficult times? Of course, I always turn to one of my favorite philosophers, Dr. Seuss, who provided the perfect response to the mental curmudgeons when he wrote, "Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better." It's not. And so the thing we have to remember on days like today, it's the cumulative effect of all the good currently being sent out into the world that will make a difference, not just now, but for a long time to come. Jack Kemp said it this way, "The power of one man or one woman doing the right thing for the right reason at the right time is the greatest influence in our society." I believe that. I believe Ted Wilson lived that. And so we can never discount or dismiss what one person can do with one act of service, one act of kindness. One plus one may not equal two or even three or 10. It may be 10,000 or more. And it's up to each of us to do our individual part and to do it today, to not wait. We don't need a government mandate. We don't need a law. We don't need a dictate of any kind. We just need people to do things. And we can do it right across the street. We can do it within the walls of our own home. We can do it online. We can do it in our community. And that is the kind of math that really adds up. And I think it's the kind of math that Mayor Ted Wilson used to be a force for good in our community for so long. And I look back, as I mentioned earlier, of the emails and messages he sent me just because he could. And they made all the difference for me. They changed the way I think. They changed the way I acted. They have changed the way I lived. Very grateful for the life and legacy of Mayor Ted Wilson, passed away April 11th at the age of 84. That wraps it up for us on Inside Sources today. And as always, as you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.